most important tool on the netball court is your shoes. The Athlete's Foot has an extensive range of the best netball shoes to help you own the court. Find the perfect fit for your foot shape and position with the Athlete's Foot exclusive MyFit 3D technology. Theathletesfoot.com.au.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Husey and Ed driving you home this afternoon.
Pooch perfect. I think my dogs would be great on Pooch perfect.
No, no, no. Pooch pathetic, Pooch awful, whatever other you want to call it.
Pooch big, cute.
No.
Too cute.
No.
Too poochy.
What happened then?
I know. What happened then?
So I'm thinking about your dogs because they are beyond repair. Beyond. Something disgusting that you told us just offhandedly yesterday. You just out of nowhere, you told us about your dog Bubbles. Either way, your nose
either
is
my
in
dog
it.
Or my cat weed on the bed last night. It wasn't me. Oh,
hang on.
It wasn't me.
Oh.
Yeah, disgusting. I think it was Bubbles.
Yep.
I'm forever blown.
I'm pretty sure it was Bubbles. Well, it's a photograph that you've just given to Ben, our internet guy,
yeah,
which has just gone up. Bubbles sitting on the bed.
That's exactly where the wee was.
Yeah, looking, can I say, looking guilty.
And that sheet, that sheet next to Bubbles.
Yes.
That's the, these are really handy. It's called a mattress protector and it goes under your sheets.
Why can't I see it then?
So, because that was just been washed and it's about to be put back on the bed.
And she's already sitting on it.
Well, but get a mattress protector if there's any chance that someone will urinate in your bed.
Someone or?
I'm pretty sure it was Bubbles.
Man, that's so close to your head.
Yeah, it was right where we lie.
Oh.
And it was urine.
Oh.
And it soaked right through the protector, but the protector protected the mattress, which is good. But, yes, it's annoying. I'm not going to. It's disappointing.
No, it's more than annoying.
It was disappointing.
Can I use a term here?
What?
Final straw.
Well,
can I use another term here? Last warning. This has to be Bubbles' last warning.
It's tough, mate.
No, because they form habits.
I wouldn't like it to happen again.
So is this Bubbles' last warning before perhaps Bubbles, find somewhere else to live?
We?
Yeah.
Look, some would say that maybe Bubbles, come on, Bubbles. You can't be weighing on our bed. Bubbles, there's no need for that.
No.
Bubbles knows how to use the doggy door, which is the most disappointing thing.
No, that's a statement. I don't think you understand this.
What?
Bubbles is gone. I'm having a lovely nap. I could get up. You know what? They can cop this.
Now, all I can, as I said to my wife, I think she must have done it in her sleep.
No,
she was having a lovely dream and then she saw a tree in a dream and she thought she would wee on the tree.
No.
Even though she's a lady and it's hard for a lady to wee on a tree.
Is it last warning or not? Go on, say it.
I can't say it. It's like, look, mate, I tell you what. There'll be other people who've copped worse than I have. From Bubbles, right? The people that you don't know about pet owners and what we put up with.
I don't.
We put up with a lot.
Well, then you're idiots. I want to know is
the
your.
The other day, because there was a storm.
Oh, here we go again.
And I think Barkley hates the storm, so he laid a cable in the corridor.
What is your house?
But you know what?
Your
the
house
good
is
thing
one
about
big
that,
toilet.
Good thing about that was the concrete. It was downstairs.
Oh.
That was handy.
Was handy for what?
No, for cleaning. Oh. It had been upstairs on the carpet, which I think because Bubbles ate a lot of painkillers the other day.
Oh, my God.
And Bubbles had a bad week, actually. But this incident last night was a long way away from the painkillers. That was a couple of weeks ago.
It's last warning. Tell me it's got
to
be the
last. Mate, I put it to you that you'll hear from stories from people what we've put up with. What have pet owners put up with?
131060, why is your pet on its last warning?
Well, why should it be on its last warning?
Yeah, why should your pet be on its last warning?
13.
What's it doing?
1060. Give us a call. We'll talk to you next. It's Husey and Ed driving you home.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Why should your pet be on its last warning? Because Bubbles is almost out the door.
Bubbles isn't almost out the door, but Bubbles, if Bubbles was Ed's dog, Bubbles would be out the door.
You betcha. How many times has Bubbles weed on your bed?
Just the once, and it was only two nights ago.
Exactly.
So that was disappointing.
Got a taste for it. Not punished.
Well,
no retribution.
What do you do with Bubbles? I don't think Bubbles.
You take her outside.
Look, I'm going to be honest here. Bubbles is NQR. Bubbles, I don't know what happened to Bubbles before Bubbles turned up to our joint.
Should say, yeah, you rescued Bubbles, so maybe a bit of leniency for Bubbles' past.
Yeah, look.
But Bubbles' future, if Bubbles wants to have a future, ixnay on the e-way.
Yeah, look, we hope that it's the last time, but I can't guarantee it. It was out of the blue.
No.
Not normally a bed wear. But, you know, we're not alone. I'm not alone. Our family's not alone. And your dogs are nightmare, aren't they, Jack?
Don't even. One of our dogs has been on his last warning for years.
What's the point?
He's a lovely dog. He's just
so.
Mate, they're part of the family. You can't. You can't get rid of them.
Mate, they're taking liberties.
But you can't get rid of them. Well, they're yours. And you have to, whatever they do, you have to deal with it. You know,
Barkley's
crimes in the past, biting people, and you know.
But that's the thing, you don't.
Yeah, look, Sian, you got a dog on its last warning.
I do indeed. My partner actually has a dog that's on its last warning.
Ooh. What happened, Sian?
So I am getting married this weekend.
Oh, happy congratulations!
Yeah, well done. Thank you. Yeah, the man of your dreams, yeah, but not the dog of your dreams.
Yes, man of the dream, not the dog of the dreams. I bought extensions, hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of hair to make my hair look longer.
Yep.
And my partner's dog decided to chew them all up to the point where I can't wear them.
Do you think it's deliberate? Was it because you're taking, you know, his daddy away from him, or he's having to share his daddy with you?
Obviously, he doesn't approve, but I'm just going to have to chuck it in my vows. It's me or the dog.
Yes, Sian. Yes, no, Sian.
But that's be very careful, Sian, because you may not get the result you want.
No, I know. That's the thing. I don't think I would either.
Well,
so.
Then you know, Sian, move on.
Nah.
There's plenty of other men out there who don't have dogs.
Deal with the dog. Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah. What dogs should be on its last warning?
My dog is definitely on her last warning because I've had her for 10 years.
Yeah.
And in the last 3 years, I've moved into a new place. And every time there's a form of storm in the distance, anything, she's ripping massive holes through my fly screen to either get inside or if she wants to get outside, she's ripping holes in the fly screen. My partner in 3 years has now replaced our fly screens about 15 times.
But there's something about storms. Barkley freaks out with storms.
Okay. Can't you get a storm-proof dog?
I don't know. They have a thing about storms.
Well, so what? Maybe they breed it out of them or move on.
I tell you what, when the end of the world does come, Barkley will let me know.
If it's in a storm. If it's in a storm format.
Well, generally it will come in a storm format.
No, the end of the world. Meteor.
Yeah, but he'll send the meteor.
No,
he's
got nothing on meteors.
Nah, Stacey, your dog's on its last warning?
Yeah, she is, unfortunately. She's a 1.5-year-old Kushon. She's the third dog in the house, and she thinks it's cute to go outside and get the other dog's business, bring it inside, eat it, and smear it all over my couch.
You know what? Stacey, how many times has this happened?
It happens daily. I feel like I'm on number 2 watch 24/7. If I don't pick it up quick enough, she's got it.
Oh, Stace. Now,
she really is an idiot, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's an idiot.
How long have you had this one?
I've had her since she was a puppy, and the vet said it's normal behaviour.
What?
To bring poo inside and smear it on a couch.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been through
those. She likes to eat it, so she eats it like...
If she could eat it outside, we'd be happy,
exactly,
wouldn't we?
Happy if she ate it outside, but she doesn't. I thought I'd love her more if she didn't bring it inside, but no, it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, what I'm thinking is Bubbles is pretty good, yeah?
Yeah, compared to Stacey's smearer.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's coincidental Wednesday.
13, 10, 60, big or small, we don't care. Yeah. We just want them. Give us a call.
That is true. I've got to reiterate, big or small, whatever your coincidence is, we want to hear it.
I'm in a given mood. The best one today is getting the athlete's foot voucher. $150 to spend at our very good friends at the Athlete's Foot.
That's where you get your athletic shoes of any sort. Whole family go to Athlete's Foot.
Yeah, it's got a fit for all sports. For the whole family, athletesfoot.com.au.
Now,
I'm excited about the coincidences.
Tones with an I.
Yes, female.
she is in. You can't get the voucher, but you can get the ball rolling.
Sure.
So you've got a coincidence. And people have already talked down your coincidence.
Yeah, they have.
Not right, me.
She wouldn't win the voucher.
I haven't heard it.
But also, Tonesman and I, female, this is your first ever time on Coincidental Wednesday, is it not? Is this your debut?
Have you had another coincidence?
No, I think this is my first one. Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Well, hope so. It's a memorable thing to be on. So let's hope that you haven't forgotten another time you were on it.
Mm.
Now, you need to uncross your arms because we need to be open to the coincidence.
Okay, all right.
Not be defensive. Don't look at Jack, who's had some of the worst coincidences in the history of coincidences.
I've heard some
judge.
Of yours.
We don't judge.
But you're judging her, mate.
You're exactly right. Yet
he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Mine are always good, though, but I'm not here to judge mine.
All right.
Here we
go. So my coincidence started on last Coincidental Wednesday.
Last Wednesday.
So I was walking to work.
Yeah.
I was looking to walk into work from the train station, and I noticed on my way to work that there was a tow truck.
A tow truck.
Tow truck, yeah, mm-hmm. towing a car.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. And then I kept walking, got to work. That same day, on the way back to the tram from work, another tow truck towing another car at the exact same spot on the same street.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
So,
see, there's a look.
No,
there's
but what, was there a tow truck? There was no tow truck, like, station there. It wasn't like a home for tow trucks.
No, it was
it was just one spot where two cars had broken down.
In the same, yeah, in the exact same spot.
Was it a breakdown or a clearway job?
No, it was a breakdown.
Oh, that's good. That's better. That helps.
Sure, it wasn't a clearway.
Yeah, sure, it wasn't a clearway job.
I think it might have been a clearway. And that's a good lesson to all people who park cars.
Yeah, I've been towed away
from
a clearway.
Sorry, it wasn't a clearway. It wasn't.
Definitely, 100%.
100% it wasn't a clearway.
No, give it to her again then.
Hold up.
Good job. Yeah.
13, 10, 60.
I like it. Yeah,
good job.
We'll get your coincidences next. Hughie and Ed, drive
it. It might have been a clear way.
I reckon. Big time.
Hughie and Ed.
We broke our rule about playing someone speaking in another language other than English without completely vetting what they said.
Yep, and this is on Ted or Pred.
It's on you as well because you're the one who said to Jack, press the button and play it.
Only because I had been told of a translation. This is Iran's deputy health minister, went on TV saying there's nothing going on with corona. Then he was sweating, and then a little bit later on, he declared to the nation that he himself had coronavirus.
Well, we believe that's what he said.
Well, it was told to me that this is him speaking Farsi from hospital saying that he has coronavirus. Ted, is that not what you told me the translation was?
Yes, that's
okay.
What
so this is
so
on
people
you.
Don't know what
so this is on you
and you and Jack.
What? What's it on me
I'm
for?
I'm the only one who is innocent here. And
well, no, hang on, we're not guilty yet.
Farsi is the Iranian language, isn't
yes.
it? Or I mean,
yes.
You know what? No, I won't say it. I'm just saying, what I will say is Iran, Iraq, a lot of these countries weren't even countries before like 1947 or something, wasn't there? There's a lot of countries that became countries.
Okay. As a result of.
Other countries got together and said, we're going to call you this country
right,
and you
right,
that
right,
country.
Right. So someone, okay, I understand.
You know what I mean?
No, I know what you're saying. The borders of the world were redrawn
after
World Wars. Yes.
Yeah, they go, well, this is what we're going to do.
Well, that's just a fact. That's not you saying anything about anywhere.
But who have we got now?
We're massively off track.
We're not. It's all, is it Moran or how do we say your name?
Moran.
Hello, Moran. Thank you for calling us.
No worries.
Now,
where are you from, Moran, or where are your family? Where's your family from?
Are you from Iran? Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Iran. Yeah.
Here we go. All right. So we're going to play you this. And if you wouldn't mind translating it for us, if it is, in fact, in a language that you also speak. Take it away.
زمینی که ما آمادگیمون از لحاظ مطالب آموزشی و هشدار و اینا که مردم بدونن انجام شده بود.
So what is the Iranian, is it what minister is he? The
deputy health minister.
What is he actually saying there?
So the rough translation is that he's saying we had done all the things we're supposed to do to train and educate people to be ready to prepare before this coronavirus. So he's not saying that I got coronavirus here. Yeah. He said that somewhere else.
So
that is, yeah.
Moran, so what you're saying is that what our producer told us he was saying and after we played it is completely incorrect.
Yeah, he's saying that we've trained people before. We've educated people.
Thank you so much.
Now, we believe Moran. Can someone else just back that up? Just so that we get a second opinion, all right? Francis, do you agree with what Moran has said there?
Yeah, Mehran is correct. It's saying, you know, we just prepared all the sort of education to the people about the corona. That's all.
Yep. So it's not a man saying, I have coronavirus, is it, Francis?
No, he didn't say that. And also, Iran is the old name is Persia, and it's a very, very old country. It's not a new country.
No, I understand that. But the borders have been, like, shifted and stuff, though, haven't they?
Yeah, we lost a lot of borders.
Yes, absolutely. And other countries are created, and it's just all sorts of carry on.
Thank you, Francis.
Well, I think you've learned a lesson.
Oh, hang on. Ted, what do you want to say? What do you want to say to our Farsi-speaking listeners?
There was another part of the video that he did admit that he was coronavirus.
Well, we don't know if that's true, mate. You don't know.
How would you know that? How on earth would you know that?
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Fact.
It's a super freaky
fact. With Nathaniel Hill.
Hello, Nate. Do we call you Nate?
Yep.
Yeah, I like it. It's a cool name, Nate, isn't it?
Great name.
Yeah.
How old are you, Nate?
Eight.
Nate's eight.
Oh, Nate's eight. Coincidental.
Yes, play him the music. Nate's eight.
Hi,
I'm not the whole thing, mate. It's coincidental Wednesday. How long are you in grade four, Nate? Grade three? What are you in? Grade
three.
Three, yeah, fair enough. That'd be right. Spot on. My daughter's eight and she's in grade three. So why did I say grade four? What's wrong with me?
Nothing.
Thank you. Now, Nate, you're a reader. You like to read, I believe.
Right. Yeah. And
a bit. Yep. So you've got three facts for us.
Yeah.
So hit us with hang on. We'll introduce it. This is fact number one. Freaky fact number one.
Honey is basically bee vomit. Bees drink the nectar and keep it in their honey stomach and vomit the nectar out in the hive.
Super freaky fact.
Whoa.
That has absolutely blown my mind.
That is. I always thought, and I'll be somewhat crass here, Nate, I always thought it came out the other end of a bee.
You know what, Nate, I have never thought about it. I had no idea where honey came from. I knew it came from bees, but I didn't know. I thought maybe they made it. Maybe they got together and like a homebrew sort of.
What on earth is wrong with you? It had to come from the bees.
But they might have made it. I don't know, out of hops or, you know, whatever. I don't know. It could have been a homebrew situation.
What animal homebrew?
I didn't know it came from them.
Yes. Sorry, Nate.
But honey is bee vomit.
Yes.
That's a great
That's
fact.
That's an amazing
that
fact.
That you right now have blown people's minds around this nation. And podcasting from all parts of the world. Mind blown. But you've got two more facts. Let's go with number two.
In the 1700s, poor families in Denmark and Sweden gave teachers baskets of apples as payment for their child's education.
Super freaky fact!
Thanks for year three. Here's a bucket of apples.
Yeah, right.
Yep. So, that makes sense. No, that makes perfect sense.
The one bucket of apples per year or term. I wonder what it was.
Depends on what type of school they went to. If they went to a fancy private school.
Well, it'd be about a truckload of apples, wouldn't it? Yes, Nate. Do you go to... Anyway, good on you, Nate. I don't care what school you go to. You're learning good, buddy. Let's go with fact number...
You could be learning well, too.
You're learning good.
Yeah. Anyway, as long as you're learning, Nate. That's what
as long as you're learning, Nate.
You are learning, aren't you, Nate?
English and math.
Yeah, heaps of learning.
Okay, let's go with number three. Here we go. This is number three. Fact number three. Bring it home, Nate.
A single French kiss between two people transfers over 18 million bacteria.
Oh. Super freaky fact.
18 million, Nate.
So we're saying keep your mouth shut or don't kiss at all.
Well, a bit gross, isn't it, Nate?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I allowed to throw in a supplementary fact?
I'm not sure about this. No, don't know. I'm uncomfortable.
That was given to me by someone who was desperate to get involved.
About the French kiss?
No.
Right, about something else?
Yes.
Not involving the exchange of germs?
There is zero fluids in my fact.
All right. Yes. Nate, will you allow it, Nate? This is your segment. You allowed Ed to come up with a supplementary fact.
Okay.
He's not happy about it.
Okay,
no, we're not happy about it. No, he said okay under sufferance, which what he's saying is make it good, but don't make it too good because this is Nate's segment. What is it?
No, it's just a young person who would like to get involved but isn't able to call at this time. Called Olivia told me that there are more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand in on the earth.
Yeah. Super freaky fact.
Do you like that fact, Nate?
He's
tuned that one out.
Well done, buddy. Nate, you got yourself $150 book voucher. Great. Congratulations.
Work, Nate. Great work.
You're a superstar. How do you feel, man?
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Got some gross co-workers.
What about for people who've had their privacy invaded by... someone who can't handle the heat and shouldn't be in the kitchen?
Low point. Really low
Mate,
point.
Mate, yesterday... I had my slides on and I was relaxed here in the studio and I thought, you know what? I need to kick back. So I took my slides off and I put my feet on the desk.
That we all use. People eat their breakfast off here, the breakfast show. People are here all day and you had your dirty, manky feet on the desk that we all, it was one of the most putrid things I've ever seen.
As for you, Jack.
From a co-worker.
To slyly take
Thank
a photo.
Thank you for that, Jack. Thank
and,
you.
And they were post, pointing right at my
post
face.
Post that exactly. on your Instagram, JK, what is
Rowling.
It?
JK's on the radio.
JK's on the radio.
Oh,
and then
good.
Slag me off.
I didn't say you off. I just said, is this an HR issue? Which 85% of people said it was.
And a lot of people use the green face emoji.
Yes.
The one throwing up. And they were right. Because it is disgusting.
Mate, it's...
And I feel for everyone who's suffering with gross co-workers out there.
13, 10, 60, yeah. Doberman, gross co-workers.
You know what?
Something gross a co-worker's
Mate,
done. Something gross.
You're going to have to do a lot better than feet on the desk. I'll give you the big
Are you
tip.
Doing your fly up as
I
you speak?
These pants are bloody... I bought ambitious pants. You know when you buy ambitious pants... And you think, no, I'm gonna trim
into these.
And the zip is just not doing its job.
No.
All right. 13, 10, 60.
Mate, again.
Gross co-workers.
But proper gross, not just feet on the desk.
No, what's something gross?
Not good, not good bloke co-workers. Give us something. Impress us.
Okay.
All right.
So you'll see how lucky you are when you these people.
Fly down, feet up.
Flies up now.
13, 10, 60.
Fly up, feet down.
Husey and Ed.
Gross co-workers, Mr. Cavalier, we have one.
Yeah, we got one, man. You busted him, Jackie. You busted him. He put his disgusting feet up on the desk that people have to eat their breakfast and lunch off. And you, Hughes, you tried to defend yourself.
By saying inappropriate to secretly photograph co-workers in their downtime.
Let's go to the comments. I'd rather that than his poo hands. Good work. Very good. What about this one?
I don't have poo hands anymore because I wash for 30 seconds every time. With soap.
God,
now.
Yuck. Look at the colour of his feet. Thank you, Maddie. 497.
My wife does think there's something going on at the bottom of my feet because they're peeling weirdly, apparently.
Oh. No, the Fraser,
I don't know.
Fraser Marx has gone with one word, vile.
That's
vile.
No, there's real vile in the world.
And that's
it. You know what she's done? She's devalued the word vile.
Oh, thank you from Jordan Wells, Farrow Wells, who says the shirt is the real crime here.
Oh, the shirt. I like
that's
the shirt.
It's a bit of fun, isn't
it? I like the shirt. You're the fashion police, aren't they? Yeah.
See.
Now, let's get some real problems on air, because that's not real. That's just a man relaxing at work. James, what have you got? You work with a vile co-worker, and let's see if he's really vile. What does he do?
You good, boys? How you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good, yep.
That's right. When we're driving to site, he likes to drive in the truck and pick his nose with his overly large fingers.
Mm. Yeah, he puts his real sausage finger in that schnoz
of
his, and then what does he do?
I'll sauce there, and to get rid of it, he likes to put it in his mouth and spit it out.
Oh, that is, James, deeply uncalled for.
Unbelievably.
At least he spits it out.
No, stop it. Does he spit it out the window?
Stop
does he
it,
spit
James.
It your way?
Yeah, he tries to aim for cars.
Oh, that's too much. Okay. Even I.
Wow, Hughie's hands went up at that one.
You can't do that.
Here's another comment from Nickety Nunu. Is he the hobbit from Lord of the Rings? Good one.
What's the problem there?
Your feet are hobbitish. You don't want hobbitish feet, mate.
Don't
you?
No. What's wrong with a hobbit
Grotesque
feet?
Grotesque and
Is that a thing about hobbits? Do they have disgusting feet?
Yes.
Did not know that. Jess, you've got a proper issue with a co-worker. Well, these guys are just carrying on in the shallow end of the disgusting co-worker pool. What do you got, Jess?
We've got a co-worker who walks into the storerooms and lets one rip.
Yep.
And then shuts the door behind him, ready for somebody else to walk in there behind him.
Danny, you shouldn't do that. Well, actually, I've got some evidence of what I did earlier.
Yeah, I know.
Guys, who saw me? Yeah, well, talk. What did you see me do?
You left the studio to go outside to, you know.
What?
Fart.
Yeah, man, don't pause. Like, the pause there made it seem even worse than what it was.
And also, and how long did I spend out there?
Not very long.
And were you worried about that, weren't you?
Yes.
And what did I explain to you?
Nothing came out.
Yeah, nothing came out.
So you just went out.
I had to come back in. Nothing came out. So I had to come back in. I was like, yeah.
Tail between your legs.
I'm like, no, that didn't work. Anyway, generally I'm good. But you know what happened?
What happened?
No, I thought.
Well, you thought if I go too hard here.
I could force this. Yeah, but I could.
It's the Hughie and Ed catch-up.
They're on the loose. La baboon.
This time last night, three baboons.
Yeah, they hoot and sort of bark. Now, they said
a lot of people are in contact with baboons, and we'll get to them in a second, but what's the story about the baboons?
Well, they said
that
the male baboon was going to have a vasectomy. None of us believed that, did we?
No, but it's a medical research place where they're at.
Yeah.
In Sydney.
Yeah.
Why would he have a vasectomy?
Yeah, I don't know.
And what was it? And the others were his wives. Is that true?
Well, they're just what wives?
I heard that he was
wives.
There with two of his wives.
They were two female baboons. But I don't know
I thought
they
were his wives.
I don't know if they mate for life, man. They could
were
just
they his wives?
Why can't they just be friends, baboon buddies?
Well, maybe they are his wives. Maybe they do mate for life. Maybe they have a stricter moral code than you know people in this.
I don't think they
country.
Do. Well, it'll be a thruple anyway. A polygamous baboon.
Maybe in their culture you're allowed to have two.
Does anyone know? No. Baboons don't mate for life. They're free and easy.
How do you know?
I'm sure I've seen them.
How closely have you watched baboons and their mating habits?
I'm almost certain they're just free and easy. Okay?
We're going to talk to people who...
Yes, we have. Who've had contact with a baboon?
Natasha, how close have you been to a baboon?
I've been chased down by a baboon when I was about 11 years old because I grew up in Botswana. And I had a pack of chips.
Yeah.
And we were having a barbecue by a hill, and I guess it spotted the chips and decided to chase after me.
Are baboons like seagulls in Botswana, are they? Like you get the chips out and baboons just come from everywhere?
Yeah, pretty much.
Was it scary?
Yeah, it's frightening because they can rip your face off.
Oh,
that's not good,
whoa,
is it?
Whoa.
No one wants their face ripped off.
No, certainly not. Not for a packet of chips. No, don't be sorry. It's
you
the
give
truth.
You hand the chips over.
No, you have the Sam Boys. Keep me face.
Well, I'd get an extra pack. I would have two packs, one for the baboons.
Very smart. Very smart. And as soon as they come down, launch it, keep eating.
Yeah. Bridget, where were your? Yep. What was your baboon experience?
Quite similar to the lady before from Botswana. I come from South Africa where there's quite a lot of them. And I was walking from my campsite in the bush towards the beach and also got chased by a pack of baboons.
How many?
Oh, there must have been easily a dozen.
That just sounds like a
dozen baboons, Bridget. What did they want?
Obviously, they were just territorial.
And were you told, do you run or are you meant to stand still? What is it? There must be some sort
stand
of...
Stand still? What's
I don't
wrong
know.
With you?
Maybe stand still and they can't see you. I don't
Bridget.
Know what baboons do.
Bridget, what's wrong with this guy? Stand still?
Yeah, but can you outrun a baboon? Could you outrun a baboon?
No, I don't think so, but you definitely don't stand still, in my opinion.
How many do you reckon you could fight off, Bridget?
I don't think I could probably fight off any, but I did have two girls that jumped to my aid with water guns and chased them away. Oh.
So that's all you need, a water gun?
Yep. Super soaker. Cop this.
Was it like a children's toy, or was it a big sort of powerful clean-your-car type water gun that they use?
No, like a children's toy, like a big super soaker.
Oh, super soaker. That's,
yeah, they'll get rid
the
of
job done.
They'll get rid of your baboon, mate.
Hanging out.
All right.
Chips in one hand, super soaker in the other. Good to go.
If you missed any of the show, download that hit.
Good knowledge.
And podcast. Don't forget, text Ed to 1995 10 10.
Keep him in.
Got a bug, man. I got a dancing bug.
Yeah, get to our websites and stuff, though. Go to our Instagram.
Yeah. Go to all our websites.
Yeah, all of them.
Baboons.com.
Just download everything.
Download
stuff.
Download it all. We'll see you tomorrow.
We've made it all the way to the end of the Husey and Ed catch up. Don't worry, there's plenty more episodes to catch up on. Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
The Athlete's Foot has an extensive range of the best netball shoes. Whether you need the extra speed or support, in exclusive colours from ASICS. Get fitted for your position using the Athlete's Foot's exclusive MyFit 3D technology.